The Indian Institute of Technology Bombay, IIT Bombay, recently completed a rigorous institute-wide review, covering the period 2018 and N-2022. Based on the inputs from the review committee, IIT Bombay is now developing a strategic plan for the next 5 years and a long-term vision for 2047. The review, conducted in two phases, sought to assess the institution's progress and offer guidance for future growth. Phase 1 took place in 2023, with specialized external committees reviewing individual academic units, while Phase 2, held from February 21 to 23, 2024, involved a broader assessment by a distinguished committee of experts from India and abroad. The review committee's visit included a comprehensive tour of IIT Bombay's campus. Members engaged with key stakeholders, including faculty, students, staff, and alumni, and visited laboratories, classrooms, and the institute's various startups. Their observations culminated in a detailed report, which praised IIT Bombay's excellence in education, research, and innovation, alongside offering actionable recommendations for the institute's future development. A highlight of the review was the acknowledgement of IIT Bombay's significant contributions to technological advancements, most notably CAR cell therapy. This breakthrough, recently dedicated to the nation by the Honorable President of India, Draupadi Murmu, showcases IIT Bombay's ongoing leadership in cutting-edge research. The review committee recognized the institute's rapid expansion over the last 5 years, particularly in terms of student enrollment, graduation rates, and achievements in niche academic areas. This growth was matched by high-quality research publications, impactful funded projects, and initiatives such as technology innovation hubs, research park, and national missions, many of which are supported by IIT Bombay's global alumni network. The committee also commended IIT Bombay's strides in faculty recruitment, particularly through special drives aimed at increasing representation from reserved categories. Since 2021, the institute has launched biennial recruitment campaigns to foster inclusivity and promote socioeconomic equity. The recruitment of postdoctoral fellows from reserved categories was highlighted as a key effort to prepare future faculty members for academic institutions nationwide, with recommendations to further promote this program. The leadership of the institute and M-, led by the director, deputy directors, deans, and department heads and M-, was praised for their strategic approach, which has focused on expanding infrastructure and support systems. This groundwork, the committee noted, is crucial for IIT Bombay as it embarks on more ambitious initiatives in the coming years. Looking ahead, the institute aims to strengthen its ties with industry, translating research into real-world applications and addressing industrial challenges. Entrepreneurial endeavors, including studental startups, are seen as key drivers of future growth to create employment opportunities for thousands. The review committee provided valuable insights to help IIT Bombay navigate current challenges and continue its ascent as a global leader in higher education. With an ambitious goal to rank among the top 50 institutions worldwide, IIT Bombay remains committed to excellence in teaching, research, infrastructure development, and fostering connections between academia, industry, and society, said the statement by IITB. The review's recommendations and the institute's response to them will play a pivotal role in shaping IIT Bombay's future, ensuring it remains a beacon of innovation and learning on the global stage.